It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Ray Adams here with you all hour. I've got a great one for you today, folks. This is a very special show because it not only has Craig Renshaw and Dr. Bob Denny, but it also has, this show has someone who is local to the Bethpage State Park, living there for many years, knows the course, played the course a million times, and is going to be joining us to talk a little bit about the area, Bethpage, and of course, the Ryder Cup, which this show is 100% devoted and dedicated to the Ryder Cup. And, you know, I kind of noticed that there was a little bit of, I don't know, downplay in the media about the Ryder Cup. But then I also noticed that there's been an uptick the last day or two. And when you go to turn on my MSN homepage, where I get all my news, it's nothing but Ryder Cup, page after page after page. And now it's all about criticism of Keegan Bradley. And I'm telling you now, folks, we are not going to have a beatdown on this show or future shows, because we're going to have several shows about the Ryder Cup. We've already had a couple. It ended last Sunday. We stayed in New York, my wife and I, to do some sightseeing and have a couple business meetings. Yes, we did in New York City. And I love New York City, by the way. I absolutely love New York City. Now, do I want to live there? No, I don't think I could do it. But I sure love it and will be planning on going back again and again and again in the future. But so that's what we've been doing for a week, plus having my birthday on Friday, October the 3rd. I share that birthday with Freddie Couples, right, Dr. Bob? You've done all the homework on that one. I know, I'm teasing. And we will go from there. So I want to thank Ashworth-Golf.com. I've got to thank Ashworth for outfitting me. I've got to thank Certifresh Cigar for sending me with cigars to give people. I've got to thank my sunscreen company. I've got to thank Squares Golf Shoes for finishing the outfitting at squares.com. My Speed Mesh were so comfortable, and I've already talked about it. There's more. I wore a special brand of sunglasses. I'm going to be talking to you about that more and more as we go forward. And I had a very special tumbler with me. My tally tumbler was with me in the Ryder Cup. That's right. And how I got it in, a miracle. But I want to thank those companies for being a very special part of my Ryder Cup experience and for helping to send me there. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't go, wouldn't be able to go. And I thank them so much. Southwest Airlines did a great job. And our DoubleTree Hilton Hotel was fabulous. All right. Bob is going to fall over dead here in a minute if I don't get going. So here he is. let me start with you, Bob. I just wanted to thank those sponsors and, you know, what we have to do here. Not have to do, but what we want to do to thank our sponsors. But look, we had a Ryder Cup. It's in the books. There's been everything on the planet written about it. There's a few personal things about it that I have, and there's some double personal things that I did tell Craig about. He said it was very difficult for me to deal with that, but let me start with you. Overall, general comments, take a couple minutes.
Okay, well, I think I've said in this program before that of the 10 Ryder Cups I've been to, the U.S. has only performed very well in maybe two or three of those. And of those, Europe has been tremendous because they had a better messaging program. Not necessarily the best players out there, but their message and their theme and their attitudes work together as a team. And that's how you develop a team concept when it comes to the individual sport that we call golf. And I was disappointed in not so much the way that Keegan handled his team, because there's been worse pairings and worse situations if you go all the way back to 2004. But I was just disappointed that the golf course became a birdie fest, that the actions and the security to get the bad people out of the crowds didn't happen earlier enough in the days, because it became overflowing. And I even heard a story once in 2019 when Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson are coming down the last hole at Bethpage in the 2019 PGA. New York fans are yelling "choke, choke, choke" to Brooks Koepka. So he says that's nothing new, that the New York fans are like that. That's nothing. But this time it went over the edge, and that's what it makes it embarrassing. And Ray, before the show began today, I've had correspondence with six different PGA members. I've also had a correspondence with Lanny Watkins, and each one of them were never ever had to say before that they were embarrassed about the way the
Well,
USMA looked. Yes.
Tom Watson already did that a week ago. He already came out right away and said that he was embarrassed and apologized. Craig, 2 minutes.
My feelings haven't changed. I'm very disappointed in my organization, Ray.
Why are you?
Because I mean, looking back, I don't know one thing that we did well. Whether it was course setup, whether it was, go back 2.5 years ago, captain's pick, who we chose as the captain, the facility that was chosen, I don't know when that was, the way we acted, over a week ago at the Ryder Cup, the way we did things while we were there. I just don't think there was anything that
No.
we did that we can't just put under a thing, go, boy, we just need to blow this up and start all over again.
Now
I
the
mean, I
PGA, now the PGA of America would not agree with you about any of that. They would say,
oh, I, they
well,
never will.
let's you I want I really want you to tell me where they're going wrong, because I agree. The course setup was a disaster. But when you go to the course setup, and it was so easy for the Europeans and became a birdie fest. And Nick Faldo talked about that. You better look at your scoring. We're in your head, but yeah, you better look at your scoring. If everybody remembers my Nick Faldo interview about the Ryder Cup. But, and again, I don't want to beat on him, but I believe that Keegan Bradley would have been a better Ryder Cup player for sure than he would have been a captain. Craig, the PGA of America put out all these statements. They said all these things. They did all this stuff. They apologized to the members, but I don't know that they came out in public. Bob will have to help us, but did they come out in public on a public, big, huge forum platform and say, gee, we're really sorry we messed up? Craig, I don't think they did.
No. And like I said, but that's not unusual for these organizations. All they're trying to do is weather the storm to where another something else happens. They're hoping for, I know this sounds terrible, for a train to crash, a plane to go down, some other sporting event to happen at the playoffs in the world. They're looking for some other distraction. Is what do they say? Today's news is yesterday's liner in a waste basket.
Well, I can tell you
That's what they're
now,
hoping for.
and
And
I can.
unfortunately, nothing happened for them. And
Well,
that was a problem. Again, once again, the perfect storm, and nothing has happened for them. And it just got worse and
no,
worse and
it's
worse.
and it has gotten worse and worse, Bob. And here's the thing, you can beat on them and beat on them and beat on them, but the very first mistake. My goodness, I can't believe I'm saying this. Keegan was too young. It was too early. He should have been a player. Tell me where I'm going wrong, both of you.
I'm not worried about his age. I'm just worried about preparation. And I've always felt that the messaging, I go back to that word messaging and how it gets in the heads of the European players to really develop things and get the most out of their players. Well, how many coaches do you remember other than Belichick at the New England got the most out of players when they weren't the absolute cream of the premier players? He did that type of
Well,
coaching.
Lou Holtz. Look at Lou Holtz.
Mr. Saban did a pretty good job too in Alabama.
Well, and what about we could go back on
Oh
and
yeah,
on and
there's a
on.
bunch. There's a bunch.
John Wooden, we could go
Right.
on and on. We're not going to do that.
But if you're going to have a team concept, Ray, in this type of atmosphere, that's part of the deal. Other thing I would suggest is we have two more events from the PGA of America going to Bethpage, the 2028 KPMG Women's PGA and the 2033 PGA
I'm
Championship.
shocked.
I
They
would be
should cancel
very,
those meet.
very careful in how they ever look upon that calendar in the years to come.
Those should be canceled immediately. By the way, forgive me. By the way, did you see where Luke Donald? Now, this is just hunting and pecking and picking and poking. Did you see where Luke Donald put foam strips or some kind of strips under the door
Yes.
of the hotel room
Yes.
so no light would come in and they could sleep better?
Right.
Craig, can you believe it? Bob, he also put better sheets on the bedding in the hotel room. He gave the players the most premium, premier. Unbelievable sheets, and on the list goes. And Lanny Watkins talked about how they were not even allowed in the team room in Rome, and that's why he didn't go to Bethpage. Talk about details, Craig.
Well, I've said it for a long time on the show. I think the captain's part is overrated. I don't think it takes a genius to figure this out. But I will say that I think that choosing a younger golfer versus an older golfer, as an older golfer, somebody I'm talking Champions Tour or older, the advantage is that you have a different perspective. I didn't like Keegan because I believed that he was going to be better as a player. I just don't think giving up that spot was going to be good for it. But when you're dealing with golfers who are selfish people and all they think about are themselves, having a young golfer like that does not seem like the best way to try to manage a team. So if you were going to look at hiring somebody to be captain of the team, hiring somebody that is in their mid-40s and still probably in the prime of their golfing career toward the back edge of it is probably not the greatest pick in the world because they know nothing about trying to put a team together. So whether you're using advice of the pod system at Azinger said or talking to Saban of how to choose this, I mean, the reality is the majority of these golfers are already picked for you. And the majority of golfers, whether you're Luke Donald or Keegan Bradley, you're picking four or five of the next names on the list anyway. So it's not like you're digging out the guy who's 97th on the list of score on the Ryder Cup points that they're really choosing somebody to try to get the right team chemistry. So once again, I think we're overblowing that part of that it's so hard to do that part of the job. But I can understand how having somebody a little more older with a little wiser, a little more experience in these things would probably be a better somebody to do that versus somebody I believe Keegan's played on one Ryder Cup team. This was throwing him a bone because they didn't pick him 2 years before that. I mean, and multiple people turned down that job. That's the other part to this is why is Keegan Bradley, who was probably eighth, sixth, seventh, tenth on the list of possible captains? How does he even get that position?
Well, there are so many captains that should have been picked. And, people say, well, Larry Nelson is too old. The
Well, but
Sam
maybe
Hill.
he can do things that Keegan isn't even aware
The
of. He
Sam
can.
Hill, he's too old, Greg. Is he too old? No.
But the reality is Keegan's too young then. Then you could make that quote that he doesn't understand course
And
setup
that's why
and he
I
doesn't.
said,
So
well,
it's
he
a.
doesn't understand course setup. And that's according to Lanny Watkins.
I mean,
You
that's
spoke.
just that's ridiculous.
Bob spoke to Lanny Watkins. Bob, you've been corresponding. Lanny Watkins had a heck of a
Great interview.
article. Go
Yeah.
ahead. Great
Yeah.
interview with Lanny. I love Lanny Watkins, by the way. Hall of Famer on my television show, Lanny Watkins. Go ahead.
Okay.
Lanny said we were not even allowed in the rooms under in Rome, and I didn't want to go back to Bethpage because we were treated poorly. What about it? And he said the captain's setup was terrible. He was shocked. He couldn't believe the first team out with DeChambeau and JT. He was shocked. Go ahead, take off.
One little nugget in history that he brought up I thought was interesting and sort of play off what Craig said. The pod system isn't new. It was never new, Lanny said. We've had that way back in 1977, he said. And he says, we've had players that want to play with each other, and they knew that before the captain even heard about it. That's way back. That's before Mr. Azinger came into the view with this and made some big bucks out of that book of his, stuff like that.
All
But
right.
the point is, the partnerships is something that the players decide upon. It's the management of the team is the responsibility of the captain, okay?
Okay,
That's
so
the
I got to
difference.
stop you right now.
Okay.
Now hold on now, because I know you're running. Your motor's running, and I want it to run. Did we lose the Ryder Cup because of Keegan Bradley?
No.
No.
Okay. Did we lose the Ryder Cup because we played terribly?
We
Yeah.
played worse than the Europeans.
Your
Well,
number
we
one player in the
lost the
world.
Ryder Cup on Friday and Saturday. Is that right,
Number
Bob?
one player in the world is 0-4 before singles. How does that grab you?
We lost the Ryder Cup
Yeah.
on Saturday night. They knew they won. It was
Game
over.
over.
Keep going.
Okay. All right. It's nothing. I'm not here to do math and all that stuff. I'm just looking at the ins and outs, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. That's where some of the things come into play here. And
Tommy
when you
Two Gloves Gainey is on my monitor, right? I love Tommy. Go ahead. Keep going.
all
I
right.
had to stop and say hi, Tommy.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just putting in the 2 cents, and I agree with Craig. If we had, we could just go over and probably pick out some things on a napkin with Crayolas and do a little bit of better job at when before they go out. That's
What
stuff
are you
like
going
that.
to do? I mean, it's
Yeah.
all there.
All right.
But we knew that we lost Saturday night, Craig.
Yeah. I mean it was going to be yeah, I mean I agree. I mean, most of us were talking about it on Friday. I mean,
Yeah.
it was, it's a tough slate to hoe when you're that far behind fairly early.
Right, back to Lanny. Back to Lanny Watkins, Dr. Bob. I
Yep.
mean,
Couple quick things. Couple
keep
quick
going.
things.
Keep going.
I would say that 10 captains invited to Rome and put in a room 10 feet away from the entrance to the team locker room and not be invited to come in and say a few words or get to interact with any of the players or at the locker room or at the either one of those rooms tells me something about a disconnect. And
Why?
I think you can always
Why?
gain
But
something out
why?
of the value of those experienced players. Lee
So why?
Trevino. Why?
Why?
Why did Zach Johnson not invite him in?
Why?
I have no idea. I'm just telling you what
We
happened.
need to get Zach on the phone because I want to
Now,
know why.
I just want to tell you what Lanny said, and that's all it was. And if people want to go to his interviews, they'll see it on live. It's really a well done interview on the
Yeah.
golf show with Gary Van Sickle and Kathy Bissell.
Yes, it
But
is.
back to my original point is, you can get value out of those people that have been through the wars, especially Trevino and Watkins, and Crenshaw, and come on, those guys are at least contribute something to the value of those guys walking in the room 10 feet away from you. That
Yeah.
to me, what Lanny said that in open discussion online. It's a public open forum. He said it right there. And that tells me something was missing, a big disconnect.
All right, let's keep going. We're getting ready to be joined by a New Yorker. He lives right there in Farmingdale by Bethpage Black Park, State Park. Lanny said it was, quote, I'm quoting, folks, it was an embarrassment watching the New York galleries just make complete asses of themselves. Quote, I was embarrassed. I couldn't have been more disappointed that those were fellow citizens acting like complete idiots. It was completely uncalled for. Don't forget, a couple of wives got verbally attacked. I told someone that if I was the PGA of America, I wouldn't take another event in New York, not a PGA championship, not a Ryder Cup, not anything. End quote. And Watkins couldn't help but look at the American loss from the past captain's viewpoint. He would have done a few things differently. Quote, the first thing that struck me, Craig Renshaw, was the first day the golf course was set up. Watkins went 20, 11, and 3 as a player in his 8 Ryder Cups. I said, quote, what the hell are they thinking? Every major championship we have, when it's set up like a US Open, the American players dominate the top of the leaderboard. We had a course set up at Bethpage with no rough. The greens were never lightning fast. And as captain, you're in charge of that. That was the first big mistake. And then he goes on to say the second thing that struck me on day one was you want to win that first match. You've got to win it. And to put somebody out there who I think there's no way, actually, he said, you've got to put somebody out there that there is no way they're going to get beat. You've got to put that team out that there is no way they're going to get beat. DeChambeau got beat. Craig, what about Lanny Watkins and that setup?
Well, I mean, there's no guarantee that somebody's not going to get beat. So I think if you don't think that that's your strongest pairing, then okay, yeah, you got to put your strongest pairing out. I agree with that. But you know, I agree that the golf course is not the golf course that we're used to when we played Bethpage back. I mean, I think the last event they had, and essentially everybody and their brother, including some of the beer salesmen, were under par, you know, at Bethpage this last week.
All right,
So,
let's go
you know,
bigger. Okay,
it wasn't the same golf course. Now, I also understand that setting it up in June and setting it up in October, late September, is different too, but typically you can get your golf course in, you know, in tougher shape late in the year than you can earlier in the year. So that's, you know, that's an argument to be understood, and be discussed about. But, you know, it just comes down to, you could pick 10 different PGA people, some members, some tour players, and we all could focus on one different thing, and it can be overly critiqued by everything. And that's why I'm on the record saying we need to blow the thing up and do it all over again. It was dropped in so many ways.
It was bad in so many ways. Now we're going to be joined in just a moment by Patrick Dowden. He lives right there at Bethpage State Park. He's been there forever. He is a Long Island, New Yorker, and there's not much he doesn't know. And we're going to talk to Patrick Dowden in just a moment. Let me introduce him in a couple of minutes, though. Here's the bigger question, Dr. Bob and Craig. Oh, and I want to hear Patrick Dowden on this one too. Have the fans of golf in general, Champions Tour, LPGA Tour, DP World Tour, PGA Tour, LIV golf, has LIV put into the entire mix of golf a fan experience with loud music, loose rules, big alcohol, Wait a minute. Big alcohol. Wait a minute. Big alcohol. And have we created a monster, Dr. Bob?
I'm not looking at live. I'm just looking at what the region was where they hosted this event.
Okay.
I'm looking at the price of tickets, $750 a pop, just to have a ticket to walk in the door. And people believe that they become entitled to anything they want to do. But what happened was in the Ryder Cup, it was turned up the volume 10%, maybe 100% from what normal
But
events were in the game of golf.
have we
Some
created
have,
a
some
new
yes.
have we
Some have.
created a new fan that is younger, that is not respectful of the overall historicity of the game? You're our historian, Bob. Am I
Yes.
right or where am I going wrong?
There, yes and no. I've been seeing this on different levels, Ray, but I've never seen it to that level and that volume as I did in this one. I would say the Ryder Cup became an uglier version of the Phoenix Open. That's what I would say at this point. And tell me if I'm
I
wrong
mean,
on that one. You've
we're
seen,
throwing beer bottles at wives,
you've
telling
seen,
Shane Lowry's fat. Shane Lowry's one of the greatest players on the planet.
Did
And
anybody
he's
see
now
how,
he's fat.
did
He's
anybody
fat.
see, did anybody see how Bob McIntyre did this past weekend? He did pretty
Yeah,
good.
he did pretty good. And by the way, my buddy Tommy Two Gloves Gainey. I don't know. Okay, Craig, I'm gonna let you finish that because then we're gonna go over to my buddy Patrick Dowden. Craig, have we created a new golf fan that has license to be rude because of loud music, alcohol, a relaxed rule situation? We're not throwing anybody out. We're not bouncing people when they're wrong. Have we created that or not? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if we created it, but it's happening fans in every sport around. It's not just golf. I mean, you could have went to a football game and you would have heard them ripping on football players the same way. Once again, that's my part about this discussion is, this is not uncommon in any kind of sport right now. This is very common. The 750 ticket prices, that's what we, that's what they started. Let's say they had moved it down to Philly. Let's say they had played it in Boston. Let's say they played it in Chicago. Do you think the prices wouldn't have been within $10 of that? I just don't believe that because it was New York, it was $300, $400, $500 more than it would have been. The PGA was going to charge an arm and a leg. You could have put it in Bar Harbor, Maine, and they were going to do that.
All
I
right.
mean, that's what they're going to do.
Okay.
They're going to charge $40 for a beer. That's what they're going to do.
Well, okay. All right. I got to go out for a break. Our sponsors are fabulous and wonderful, and we love them. Please listen. It's going to change your life, your game, everything. We're going to go out for 2 minutes. Don't move. I have one of the greatest guests for the Ryder Cup you could imagine coming right on. Hold on.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our Golf Performance Center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Thank you so very much for listening to those great, great sponsor advertisements. And thanks for joining me here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. I'm with Dr. Bob Denny. I'm with Craig Renshaw, our great golf analyst. I'm telling you, if it got any better, they'd have to, well, figure out how to slow me down. I've been in New York for a week. I spent my birthday. Oh, my goodness. We were at the Ryder Cup. My gosh. And the next couple, two or three shows, as all of the social media, all of the platforms are going to continue on with Ryder Cup information, material, what have you. Lee Wybranski is coming on. He did the official artwork. He's now my new buddy, and he lives in Flagstaff, Arizona, Craig. Can you believe Lee Wybranski lives in Flagstaff, and he did the official Bethpage Black artwork. Okay. Now, I want to introduce to the show from Dr. Bob Denny and Craig Renshaw, my buddy, Patrick Dowden. Patrick, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining. You and I met 2 years ago in Rome. First of all, tell me about your Rome experience.
Well, thank you for having me, Ray. It was a great experience. I mean, the fans were certainly a little friendlier than I experienced here in my hometown in Long Island. But I would say that the way that they ran it in Rome, they set up the course nicely for their home players, and it seemed as though going to those practice rounds and watching them, the European team certainly got out and used Marco Simone, I guess is it pronounced Simeone or Simone? I mean,
Simone, Marco Simone.
Yeah, Marco Simone. They got out and practiced and they were prepared to putt and they were prepared to play on their home course. And
yep.
I would say I didn't see that in the practice rounds here with the threat of rain on Thursday. I had some real concerns.
Patrick, when you look at the fans in Rome, and of course, they're known as the 15th club because of how they support their team, how they root for their team, how they're gelled into their team. Nick Faldo's word, gel. When you look at Rome and that win there, we were not surprised by that, really, were we? But we are shocked by the win at your home golf course, Bethpage Black. You live right there. Tell me, first of all, let's not get to the tournament just yet. And I know Craig Renshaw, our PGA professional, Dr. Bob Denny, PGA historian of America, PGA of America historian, is going to have questions for you. But very quickly, what about the location and coming into Bethpage? Because I don't know how many people told me how difficult it was.
I mean, it's a difficult place to get to when you have the crowd sizes that they have, you know, and your other guests made some great points. They raised the price to an astronaut. I mean, it was cheaper to get a room and fly to Rome and buy a ticket than it was to just buy a ticket here.
It was. It really was.
But I think what it led to is masses of amounts of people either going to Jones Beach and taking the shuttle up from there or the train. And it was overwhelming, the amount of tickets that they sold, the amount of money they were making. And I think it led to an entitlement. I think, as your previous guests have mentioned, it's kind of pervasive through all sports. It hadn't really hit golf, but now, you've got, I even read an article about it earlier today. I don't know what a magazine, but the price point that they set up led to a lot of entitled people thinking that they had paid that kind of money and they had every right to do what they were doing.
I was told that it was a fundraiser. I was told that it cost $100 million, $100 million to do the entire infrastructure. I was told it was a fundraiser to make tens of millions of dollars for the various PGA of America, different entities. Patrick, is that, do you buy it?
I guess I really don't know. I mean, there's so many things if we're going to talk about the tournament that I was disappointed in. And I guess, like you and I had discussed in Rome, the course in Rome was set up for the
Yes.
European players and the
Yep.
course here was supposed
It
to be set up. So
was.
it's a little shocking. But, the players were talking during interviews, during the practice rounds about hats. And about getting money that they're going to get, that it's going to be their contribution to charity. I guess, again, it's pervasive in other sports with, the NBA and the WNBA. And
All
I
right,
mean,
let all right,
I don't know where this
let
money goes.
I know. Let's get to Patrick Dowden and let's get with Dr. Bob Denny, our PGA of America historian emeritus, and Craig Renshaw, our PGA of America analyst. All right, Craig, you first. What about Patrick Dowden? What question do you have?
Well, I mean, I guess considering you guys hadn't had rain, how often you played that golf course? How often is that that's off this time of the year?
I mean, I've played it dozens of times. It's a bear. It's a tough course, and there's no carts allowed, so it's a long round. Because I guess some people ignore the signage, which says it's a tough course, so you'll have a group, four or five
Well,
in
they
front of
do
you that's
that out
slowing
of
everybody down.
ego. They do it out of ego, Patrick.
Yeah.
We know that. Go ahead.
But the rain, to answer your question, I mean, the rain's not unusual. I mean, they should be prepared for it. I've gone to events around that time of year. They had a Barclays there, a US Open, and a PGA. They'll have rain for a day or so.
All
This one
right.
was particularly easy because, it was torrential rain for a little while. So the course played a lot easier than I've ever seen it play.
Well, when you look at it, Keegan Bradley said, I was shocked at how soft the greens were. Now, how can he be shocked at how soft the greens were, Patrick?
I think you make a great point there, Ray. I mean, I really want to make sure I get this out. I went Thursday, the Europeans came out, and the way the course is designed, you have five holes on one side of the road and the remaining back nine and the majority of holes on the other side of the road. The
Yeah.
US team never even went to the other side of the road and
How
practiced on the
can it
last day.
be?
I couldn't believe it.
And
And then
no
I'm watching
rough,
the
and
Europeans.
there was no daggum rough. How is it possible?
I guess because they thought it would be, they weren't necessarily expecting the rains. They want to make it a little more reasonable than they make it for the
Craig,
US Open.
Craig, are you believing any of this? Or did Keegan, was Keegan asleep at the wheel or what?
Well, I mean, once again, you have players that play 20 events a year, sometimes more. They
Yeah.
prepare for events. They should know how to prepare for an event and get your golf course. And understand how the golf course is. I don't think it's up
I
to
don't
Keegan
understand.
to set
I
rules
cannot,
like that.
yeah, I cannot even possibly understand it. Dr. Bob for Patrick Dowden.
Patrick, glad to have you with us. I just wondered if you could tell me if you attended the 2019 PGA.
I did. That one
Okay.
had the rain
What did you,
previously.
what, that was in May. I just wanted to ask you if you felt that golf course had teeth to it.
Yes, compared to this one, absolutely.
And was it just the rough, or is it more than that?
It was more than that, you know. I guess the way that the rain held the greens, I mean, they were, sticking them. The greens were a lot tougher. The rough was tougher. The course overall was much, much tougher than what they set up this time.
A court like Patrick, I've heard people say, well, this was a 12 stimp meter. Was that really true? That's 12 stimp meter for this Ryder Cup? When what you as a layman, when you look at it, because some of those putts look glacial coming up to the golf hole.
Yeah, I mean, it's accurate. I mean, it's a tough course. It just was not set up properly, as Ray has pointed out, for our team. But I will say another thing with that. Apparently, the Europeans came out and stayed as a group in the Hamptons and had played the course a couple of weeks early. The Americans are complaining about that we're not using a course we know that much, neither do the Europeans. But to not practice the back nine and putt, and I'm following the Europeans and they're asking the officials to set up where the holes are going to be each day. They won't tell them which day they'll set up those holes, and they're each putting 20 times. You could see it. By the third day, the Americans had learned the green a little bit. And of course, I know we play better individually than as a team than they do, maybe, but they knew the putts, and we didn't even go out there, and it wasn't even, raining. I
Well, it
just.
did turn into a putting contest, and I know, Bob, you've got a question. But at the end of the day, I want to talk about the fans and their behavior. But Bob, I want you to go first.
One quick thing for Patrick. Patrick, there's a lot of great golf courses in your in Long Island, obviously, and I heard that the Europeans got to go to maybe four or five of them to
That's right.
acclimate themselves, and they slept in this time zone, and they were never going to be feeling like they're out of pocket by the time they walked in that first tee.
Sure. They were like the home team at that point. There's three great courses that touch each other out in the Hamptons: National, Southampton, and the newer one that they just built in the last 20 years. I forget the name of it, but very prestigious. And they all touch each other at one point. They were playing those courses every single day, twice a day, and even heading over to Bethpage. It was, they acclimated themselves. It's a perfect way of putting it.
They also
All
played
right.
alternate shot as well.
Okay, let's go to this. Now, again, I'm not beating up on anybody. I'm not going to beat up. I'm not beating up on Keegan. I'm not beating up on the player. It was a terrible situation. My God. Lanny Watkins had to apologize. Tom Watson had to apologize. Craig Renshaw, please come and help me here. When Lanny says it was an embarrassment watching the New York galleries make a complete ass of themselves, Craig?
Well, it's the fandom that it's gotten that way in all sports.
But
And the sad thing,
why?
because we accept it. I
But
mean, and you can,
why are we letting it happen?
because we, well, all we care about is the money.
Is that right? Okay, hold on, Craig. I'm going to come right back to you. Is that right, Patrick? Do we only care about money, and therefore everybody can be the ass, play the ass, throw beers at Rory's? Are you kidding me? They threw a beer at Rory's wife, Bob. Is that right?
It came out of this guy's hand. He was and it flipped right over and hit her in the front brim of her hat.
Don't have a beer. My God, we got to stop the damn alcohol at golf.
Well,
We
I don't
got
think
to
you can.
stop it. Well, because Patrick, no one can handle it. All right, you want a beer? Great. Have a beer. We're going to give you a ticket for two beers. That's it. You're over. It's done. You got a ticket for two beers, and you got a ticket for two rum and cokes or whatever the Sam Hill you want. You got a ticket for two drinks, and by God, it's over. This
Well, I
alcohol got to stop.
think it's 100% right. It's about the money, I mean, obviously
It's
you're
only
charging
about the
$30 a
money.
drink, they want that
It's
money.
only about them. It's not all about them. It's only about the money.
I don't think you can make an argument the other way. I mean, they weren't even kicking people out when they were catching them when I was there yelling offensive stuff with kids around
I
them
can't take
because
it.
that person's going to go back to the tent and buy more beer, I guess,
I
or
grew
food.
up since 5 years old sitting on the floor with my dad watching celebrity golf, the big three, the greatest,
Palmer,
yeah, though, like,
Nicklaus,
and
Trevino,
I
Player.
grew up sitting down
Player.
on the floor, a kid, a child. My dad took me to Papago Golf Club in Phoenix, Arizona. Craig knows it and how famous it is. Craig, you know. And he put a golf club in my hand and he said, "This is grip, aim, and stance." That was it, Craig. That's all I got.
Yep.
I made it to a six handicap. I can't take the alcohol.
Well, I think it's
Patrick,
also a deeper issue.
where am
People
I
think
going?
it's their
I
freedoms,
was
you know? It's.
all over New York, all over it,
I mean,
all
but
over
people.
the Ryder Cup, all over the Ryder Cup. Patrick, tell me where I'm going wrong, please.
Well, you're not, but it's deeper than that. I mean, people think it's their given right to do it and it's free
Yeah.
speech and it's not. And, we used to have a different culture. It's pervasive and everywhere, not just other sports in general, treating people with the golden rule. And I do think there should have been some enforcement earlier. I mean, before it got to the point where state troopers are surrounding the greens.
Yeah.
I think it probably even threw our game off a little bit. We had our own players. Acting like they're marshals, holding their hands up to stop
Yeah.
them. And I
Yeah.
don't think it's exclusive to New York.
Okay. We had it here in Scottsdale, Arizona. The Phoenix Open was shut down by the Scottsdale police a couple years ago
I did
because
not
of the
know that.
dadgum alcohol. And everybody was a lunatic. Throwing beer, throwing cans, throwing bottles, whatever they did. It was horrible. And it's the reason why I don't cover the Phoenix Open anymore. I don't go out there. I grew up going there. I know more about it than anybody on the earth about anybody. And I don't go out there anymore. So, Craig, you look at it. Should we ever have another event at Bethpage? Or should we shut her all down? Shutting her on down.
Well, I mean, in a lot of ways, it would be rough to shut everything down at Bethpage because a lot of the problems we were the problems of why we didn't do things. But yeah, it wouldn't. No offense, I've never liked the golf course personally. I just don't think it's that great of golf course. But yeah, would it bother me that we can't find another golf course to host events at? No, I think we can
Well,
find a suitable replacement.
I was there. Look, I love the golf course. The golf course is beautiful. New York, look, I love New York. I've already told everybody, I love New York. I'm not the biggest fan of Long Island there over there, Patrick. You tell me, where am I going wrong? Because I got killed. I got hammered in taxis. I got hammered in hotels. I don't know how anybody did it. I mean, with the ticket prices, with the hotel price, Motel Sixes were going for I don't even know what. I don't know how we can ever have another event there.
I mean, I don't know. Do you
You
have those
tell me.
problems? You're absolutely right. I mean, there's no denying it. It's expensive and everybody's making a buck and
Crazy.
gouging you. But I mean, is it not true if you're having it in the area of Chicago or Philadelphia or anything? I don't know. I mean, I've never
Well, it's a
really
lot
gone to those.
bigger area to get around. Bethpage is this big. I mean, it's the size of a dime.
I mean, it's a great course. We've got
It
a lot
is
of
a
great
wonder.
courses,
I
but
love Bethpage. Bob, kick in here.
like I said, the Page of America is headed back to that property in 2023.
Well, I don't think they
2020,
should.
2028, excuse me, for the women's PGA
And
and
then right after that.
2033 and 2033 for the PGA Championship.
Right.
But in the meantime, they're getting hammered in different ways about from outside sources, not me, these are not my words, that the PGA really should give up managing this event, which is ridiculous because we have good people there. We have good people that understand how to run events. It's just when you see something pop up in a crisis, in a crowd, wherever it be, you act on it. You don't wait. You act and you get it
Right.
done. Because Craig and I have said in this program before, if some people keep marching out there with police and they're arrested, they'll stop. They will not be continuing that because they're going to be gone the next day, you know. And this was a property they had the President of the United States visit for 5 hours too. So, you know, it's you're going to face all kinds of crazy things. But back to what you said originally about pervasiveness and allowance in society, yes, we have changed tremendously into the negative sometimes. But when it comes to the game of golf, you don't yell over a person's getting over a ball on his backswing and stuff like that. Give him a chance to do that. Give him a chance.
Rory is right about that, Bob.
Absolutely.
Rory's right about, and you know, I've had my ways with Rory. I love Rory. He's a great player, but I've also had some issues with his stupidity as far as some things he said. You know, like, I'm going to watch other sports, not the golf at the Rio Olympics, Patrick. How dumbass is that? So, Craig, here's what Lanny Watkins said. He said, I wouldn't take another event to New York, not a PGA Championship, not a Ryder Cup, not anything. Your turn.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of people that would, not say, okay, there's value for that opinion. Like I said, there's a lot of great places to take golf. If we don't take golf to New York for a little while, I don't think our sport would really suffer a whole lot.
No, not at all. Patrick, what the hell is wrong with people that they're attacking their wives?
Well, I mean, to
It's
answer
not
that,
you, of
I guess.
course, but
Right.
what the
Well, that's a good
hell?
point. I think you could say, 90% plus of the people, if not closer, are, there to enjoy it if they're not in. There was a lot of Europeans there,
Yeah,
so
you're
they're well
right.
behaved. I think the doctor
You're
makes a
right.
good point. I think he makes a good point. It's up to those that are there to get it under control before it happens and have signage everywhere, just like the signage that says it's a tough course
Yeah.
to play and
Yeah.
people don't listen, say, hey, you're misbehaving, you're using foul language, you're out of here, and enforce it in the beginning and get it done. I mean, they're not going to take the US Open from the Shinnecock rotation, even though I've got my issues with that, as you remember. Remember, they
Yeah,
couldn't
you
even
do.
keep the
Yeah.
ball on the green. Remember, they're
That
using a
one.
fire hose.
Yeah,
So
that
we've got
one.
our issues. But if you get it under control, as was pointed out to begin with, and you give up a little money on those people that are spending an immense amount of money on, I guess, just alcohol and not food, unfortunately, it makes it a better event for everybody. And you can show, I mean, there's great courses here.
All right,
But
now Patrick and Bob and Craig, I got it. Craig, have you been to New York?
yes,
Bob.
several times.
Okay, and I've
and
been
so is
there
your
eight.
wallet.
That's right,
Well,
exactly.
yeah, we all had to get a loan. Okay, so Patrick, we went to the Ryder Cup. We paid the money. We did it. Then my wife had never seen New York City. I've been there 8 or 9 times, but I wanted her to see it. So we stayed all last week in New York City. We saw the Statue of Liberty on the ferry. I had my birthday dinner at Little Italy in my favorite restaurant, Il Cortile. We and I did a video. By the way, all my videos are getting ready to come out. I've waited a week on purpose. They're all getting ready to pour out. There's about 15 of them. We did the whole one of the most somber, and it did bring a tear to my eye. You know what I'm talking about, Patrick.
9/11 Memorial.
I went to the memorial. You know, we were not going to go, and I knew that it was going to be emotional. I didn't have anybody in my family that died there. Nobody. But I remember exactly where I was when it happened, watching it on TV. And I don't know, guys, if you've been there, but we were there, and the footprints of the buildings, which are like this big, I was shocked.
They're immense.
Well, but the footprint of the building is not that big. I mean, it's like, but then you're talking about all the stories going up and up and up. And they now have a reflecting pool. And there's two of them. And you're standing there, and the tears start coming. And so we went to Madison Avenue, we went to Wall Street, we went to the Park Avenue, and we saw the oh, what's the famous, the famous, the famous. We were there three, four times. And I had pizza. Pizza.
Raise pizza, Times Square.
No, Times Square. Times Square. No, I had Little Italy pizza.
Oh,
No Ray's pizza. We have Ray's pizza
yeah.
right here in Phoenix.
It's not the real Raise pizza, just like they say in the movies.
Well, all I know is I'm not eating it. Okay, so let me get done here. So we went to Times Square, we went to Broadway, we went to 30 Rock. We did all of it. And I got to tell you something. Oh, and we had a great conversation with the New York police. I love those guys. They negotiated my taxi. No, they negotiated my taxi rate because he was going to charge me this amount of money. They negotiated lower money to get me where I needed to go at Pier 40 to go out to the statue. I love New York City. I love it. We went to Coney Island. We went to Brighton Beach. We were in Brooklyn.
Well, you got to a lot of places natives don't even get to go
I'm
to.
telling you that New York is one of the coolest places on the earth, right, Dr. Bob?
Yes, absolutely. That's one quick thing, Ray. There's one quote in that building, that very solemn building you went into, that
Yeah.
will always be with me for the rest of my life. Is when I looked across it, it said, "No day shall erase you from the memory of time." That was by the poet Virgil. And that speaks highly among those that were lost that day and how we should always remember them.
Yes, of course, every minute. And Craig, I know that you were there and you have a comment. This Ryder Cup being in New York was historic. And there are many historic things about it, including Europe's win. But you look at New York and you look at the place, I got to tell you, I just loved it, Craig.
Well, yeah, but that has nothing to do with
No.
that whole discussion has nothing to do with playing golf in the Ryder Cup.
No, it doesn't. You're right. You are right. And I don't think we're going back, Patrick. What do you think?
No, not for the Ryder Cup.
Well, I hope we never go back. And I'm not trying to punish anybody, but what I am saying is, come on. They were so rude. They were so bad. They were so hurtful. Why do they want to give that reputation to you, one of the nicest guys on the earth, the people all over the island, the people all over Staten Island where I was in every one of the five boroughs, all the people everywhere, the bus at night that you sit on top and they take you all round around the city for 3 hours. The nicest people on the planet. I never had a rude word. Why do those golf fans want to be so terrible?
I mean, I think we all know the answer to it, and I think certain people have an agenda, and certain people came there with that agenda. And when I was riding in on the train at, 6 in the morning, people are drinking or had been drinking or hadn't gone to bed, and
All
those
right.
people had an agenda and they're going to ruin it. But you're right, there's a lot of great people here and a lot of great experiences here, but they certainly are not going to come back for an event like that.
Well, Lou and Laura took us all over. They're from there. They're Italian Americans. They used to live two doors down from me. They went back home. They now live in Toms River, New Jersey, but they're from the city. They're just the greatest people on the earth. They picked us up at our DoubleTree Hotel. They carried us all everywhere, all over everywhere. And we just loved it. And, this Ryder Cup is in the books. Yes, we're going to do another show. Yes, it's being written about. Yes, we're going to talk about it, but we're going to have it in a different way. And we're going to have a new, different guest on with us. But I've got to end the show by saying congratulations to my buddy who was on my show a few years ago, Tommy Two Gloves Gainey. Craig, what about that guy?
Well, he's worked out a nice career after winning the big break. I believe he won many, many years ago,
Yes,
and
he did.
he's proven that he has some nice talent. And now he's worn down. He's won on the Champions Tour. I believe he won once or twice on the tour before. So, more power to him. I think that's nice.
One on the Nationwide Tour several times, one on the PGA Tour, Bob, and now he's one on the Champions Tour. What about this guy? He's a player.
Yes, he is, and he uses those two gloves because he had a habit from his baseball years. And I've always been intrigued by him because he was a grinder, and I always felt that he could make his way and survive in the crucible of what the PGA Tour is. So very very happy for him, as I was for Mr. Stephen Fisk as well on the tour, who won the Sanderson
Yes,
Farms.
wins as a rookie. Yeah.
That's a rookie, and he was a very emotional win right there, and happy for he and his family.
Yes, we are. And we're going to talk more about that on this coming Saturday morning's Great American Golf Show. I'm going to give Patrick Dowden one of the final words. Craig is going to join in for a final word, as well as Dr. Bob. Patrick, let me give you a final word. My goodness gracious. He's a Southern guy. But I don't know why. He kind of reminds me of a New Yorker. He's just got that chutzpah, right? Tommy Gainey.
Yeah, I mean, I think that anybody that's comfortable in their skin like he is, it's somebody people are going to gravitate to. And it's nice to see, hooray for the little guy, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Patrick Dowden living right there at Bethpage State Park, one of the most beautiful, by the way. My wife and I drove by those houses coming into the course. Holy mackerel, Andy, guys. This is one of the most beautiful places on the earth. You're in a beautiful forest. Everything is green. The houses are gorgeous. You got to be a multi-bazillionaire to live there, I guess, Patrick. You tell me. All I know is I love it. And would love to live there. If I could have a house 4 months out of the year, it would be unbelievable. A beautiful place at Bethpage.
Well, the taxes indicate that, yes.
Yeah,
So,
I can't take the taxes. No, it's probably 10 grand, 10 grand for
but
those.
I do want to add one thing on the Ryder Cup. I mean, and I think we can all agree on this. I mean, I hope the PGA of America, I hope whoever becomes captain, I hope the people that police these events, whether it's in New York, I hope we learn from it. I really hope we learn from it. When I was growing up, my mother used to say to me all the time, "Admit you're wrong every day. It means you learn something."
I
And I
agree with
hope we
that.
did. And I guess we kind of lost that a little bit. But if we can learn from this and make it better, and wherever it is, I just hope there's a learning curve here for
All
everybody.
right, 15 more seconds for Patrick Dowden. Who's the next captain of the Ryder Cup? Your pick.
I guess it's got to be Sink, correct? I mean, isn't that?
It would be Stewart Cink. All right, Craig, final word from you, a minute.
Well, let's hope we learn about something and we start to make some better decisions on, whether it comes to PGA of America and the championship or whether it's the Ryder Cup. And I would seem to agree. I think Stewart Cink's probably got a leg up on becoming the next captain.
Bob, next captain, and your final word.
1927 was the origin of the Ryder Cup. 2027 is coming up fast for another anniversary. And I think it's much better that we honor the traditions of where we started, don't get stray from it, just like Patrick said, and not host a golf course that makes it feel like it's a weekend at Bernie's.
All right, who's our next captain?
In my mind,
Yeah.
Tiger, if he wants it, if he doesn't want it, Brandt Snedeker.
Ooh.
Brent Snedeker. Wow, that's a good captain. I'm going with Stuart Sink, but let's find out. Snedeker, of course. I mean, and there are others. I still want Larry Nelson, but don't tell anybody. They'll think I'm crazy. And I am. They're coming to take me away. All right, Patrick Down, there he is, the best of the best. And Dr. Bob Denny, there he is. And Craig Renshaw, there he is. We're going to do it again this coming Saturday morning on the Great American Golf Show. And we have done the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. Have a great time. Enjoy, folks. And we're going to be back with you. And it's coming and coming and coming. All the more Ryder Cup info. All the writing, all of the comments, it's all coming. And my videos are coming too. Match Play TV. Match Play TV. And that's where you find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And Ray Adams at LinkedIn. All of that and more coming to you this week.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.